Hi, my name is Nela Milic, the curator of the Balkanizing Taxonomy Research Project, part of my PhD in visual sociology. The project consists of a textiles and photography exhibition, a website which serves as an information and networking portal, and a symposium that took place on the 15th of November 2008 at Goldsmiths, University of London. In this podcast, we hear from Larisa Blažić, a participant of the symposium who talks about her media art.
The video I made in 1996, the first thing we did, it was a group work. The sound material was made between a bunch of artists and the architects who gathered together in Belgrade in April 96. And the majority of sound is found sounds from around Belgrade in the middle of all the wars and horrors. And the rest of the material was interviews that we were conducting in between ourselves, as well as at the very beginning of the sound material is actually cut and paste material from the newspapers that we found at the time in Serbia. So it was almost like a play with documentary / dadaistic type of approach to play with with language to tell a story. And I thought when Ellie invited me to take part in the conference, this is actually the first time I'm playing this video in London, and I think that for me personally it was really interesting to, after 12 years, kind of see and reflect on how things change. And it's a very personal story about how I felt about life in Serbia at the time. And at the same time, because it was my first video, it's very intuitive. I think there was no kind of proper articulation of direction and directing as such, and I think that's why I think I abandoned working with actors. That was the first and the last the last time for me to kind of try and direct people to do something I think they should be doing. So yeah, I think that's it. And yeah, everything was really produced in my mother's bathroom and in my mother's one of her rooms in her flat. So everything is really DIY. And my current work has nothing to do with Balkans. Absolutely, I think I divorced myself completely, and I'm trying to reestablish myself as a human being, as an artist here in London. So. And also, I think that I don't think I identify myself as a Balkan artist at all. I think I'm thinking about influences in my practice from, say, things like early 20th century arts and architecture and more contemporary open source movements and that kind of stuff, rather than I'm going to position myself geographically. I'm much more interested in ideas. I like to call myself early adopter. I was maybe that's one of the traumas I carry from Balkans, because I decided to, for some reason, architecture for me imposed too many rules and regulations, at least the education. And that was kind of driving me away, and I was more inclined to experiment and find my own ways of dealing with expression and language that I'm still developing, I suppose. And then that led me to, this was actually an initiation, the sound material in 96, then led to creation of video, then soon after I started working with computers. And that was all happening in the country where there was no electricity for at least 8 hours a day. So that led me to kind of ask myself, sitting in front of a computer with a candle in your hand is kind of makes you, you know, you have to ask yourself, who's crazy here? Am I crazy? Are they crazy? Who's crazy? So, yeah, and that's how I kind of embarked on experimentation with interaction and computers. And at the time, there was NetArt, the big thing in the 90s, so I was playing with browsers and programming and all that kind of stuff. And now, finally, I'm coming to the place where I'm embracing my architectural background as well as all these years of experimentation within the field of digital arts. And now I'm working with projects that I like to call them outdoor video installations. So I'm playing with form and content, as well as context of how you work out the moving image in public space. Well, I produce work as an individual, independent artist. However, you know, supporting practice, which is moving image in public space, that does not really fit into. Doesn't really fit into a kind of art market. There's still no traditional understanding and acceptance of this type of individual artist self-initiated projection outdoors. It's really kind of still relatively new concept. So I've worked out that the best thing for me to do is to gain financial support for projects like that is to kind of contextualize my work as research practice-led research, which I think a lot of artists do today, so it's not against the law. One of the good things about me being involved in this so-called net art was that I became part of a net art network, which really quickly kind of recognized my attempts to create something, and I started being invited to various festivals, workshops, and this is another thing that was really, and still I feel really, really important, this kind of lack of freedom of movement, which in those days was really it was really, really bad. So in order to leave the country, you would have to have institutional official letter that is claiming that they will support and look after and overlook and everything. But at the same time, I think as an artist, that there was a little bit of a problem, which I recognized only when I arrived to London, is that possibly because of the wars and because of that kind of hot political climate in the region, that this particular piece traveled around the globe, and I think that it was maybe more interesting to people because it was from the region, not because of its artistic merit. So that was, for me later on, that was something that I was questioning, whether you are inviting me because, you know, of the experience or because of the work, and where's the... I'm trying to distance myself from the region because I spent 30-something years there, not accomplishing a lot, and then I moved to London, and within 6 years I accomplished more than I did in 30-something years in Serbia. So I felt like my self-confidence, it's much healthier for me as a woman to be here than to be in Serbia. Otherwise I probably wouldn't be alive or something, I don't know, yeah. Well, it was so new that you couldn't really, you could create the meaning by creating the work. You could create understanding of the medium by creating the work. It was really courageous what these people were doing, and it was really, really, they were exploring issues from everything, from identity to control to just about anything you can think of that is connected to what computers are, what new media is, how internet and all of these things are changing our perception of life and the way we live. You know, so all of these things were part of these early projects. And also our perception of what work of art is. How is it exhibited? How is it consumed? Whether it's sold or given away, etc., etc. So these were all really, really exciting things. Then I think that there was together with development of Macromedia and Adobe, which as tools influenced production, I think, really dramatically, that kind of, I think, brought some lack of clarity. There is, however, still pretty strong open source movement, which is still pushing the boundaries of freedoms in political terms and in cultural terms. And I stopped working in Serbia 2 years before I left. And it was one of the reasons was because I felt the circles are way too small and incestuous, that we just do know, it was like this big, and we knew each other too well, and it was, there was no cross-fertilization of ideas, there was no proper conversation, there was a too strong competition for Soros funds, so that there was no real spirit of camaraderie, of kind of collective creativity, and then all of the things that actually help individual artists grow. And hopefully work better and better and better. Instead, I felt that all that is actually really working counter all the kind of ideas about what art practice should be. So I've withdrawn myself 2 years from the practice, 2 years before I left the country.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find out more about Balkanizing Taxonomy, please visit www.goldsmiths.ac.uk/balkanizing-taxonomy.